You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
It is 16 minutes after 8 p.m. Central African Time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A very warm welcome from a slightly colder Cape Town to the Olive Express. And alhamdulillah, it's an absolute pleasure being in your company. We had the blessed, most wonderful month of Ramadan Sharif. Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept it. May Allah accept everyone's fast and everyone's taraweeh and everyone's tilawat of Quran Sharif, everyone's zikrullah, durood and salawat, as well as your du'as, all your ibadat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it mountains and mountains in Jannah, insha'Allah, thumma insha'Allah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan for allowing me in the comfort of your homes. We come into you live this evening from Musalla Yunus out in Panorama, Cape Town. And we have a little audience as well, but we'll come to that in just a bit. We're going to open up the lines immediately. If you'd like to WhatsApp us, even send us a voice note, not a problem. 067-914-8154. One of our little ones here wrote down the number for me. Or you could call in live on 087-809-4578. So the WhatsApp number again, 067-914-8154, or the call-in number, 087-809-4578. It's the Olive Express, live and exclusive to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, alhamdulillah, it's an absolute thrill and a pleasure to be back after we had about just over a month break from this program. So yeah, we've really missed the little ones. And you know, there's two things I want to do today's program. One is find out how your Ramadan went. And the second thing is we're going to be talking about ta'aleem. Right, it sounds like a big word. But many of us, well, we should all be going to madrasa, because it's so important to learn Islamic knowledge. So, inshallah, we're going to be talking about madrasa, maktab, as well as heads class, as well as alim class. And we have some bright little ones in front of us that are going to tell us about their experiences, especially when they have to learn the gardans and the scales. Maybe they can give us an example of the scales that everyone learns in the first year. Fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alat. Well, maybe we'll make it a bit exciting. When we were studying, our honorable Muhtamim Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, he told us, you must be able to do a scale with anything. So if you take any word, ruler, rula, rulu, rulat, rulata, rulda, hey? Brick, bricka, bricku, brickat, brickata, brickatina. So you got to be able to do scales with any word whatsoever. And you got to dream about the scales. If you don't dream about the scales, that means it's not really, you're not making enough effort on it. Have you ever dreamt of the scales? Okay, very good. MashaAllah. Our little ones here are a little tongue-tied and shy this evening. But yeah, we'll break their backs and get them to start chatting to us in just a bit, inshallah. 067-914-8154. That is the WhatsApp number. And if you'd like to call in live, you can call in on 087-809-4578. Inshallah. It's the Olive Express, live and exclusive to Markaz Sahaba, the true voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. All right, so we're going to start with our little one first, from the smallest to the biggest, perhaps. And we have little Humaira in front of us this evening. Humaira, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, excellent, mashallah. And first of all, tell us, how old are you?
8.
You 8 years old. All right. Humaira, how was your Ramadan?
Nice.
Alhamdulillah. And how many fasts did you keep?
All
the fasts. And did you trouble in the month of Ramadan to say, I want to break my fast?
A little bit.
Was it a few days that was really hard for you? But the other days were easy? Alhamdulillah. And what else did you do in Ramadan?
I read Quran.
How many pages of Quran?
32.
32 pages of Quran, mashallah. And what else did you do in Ramadan?
I read Tarawih.
You read your Tarawih every night?
Some of them.
Most of the nights. Okay. How many rakats?
20.
Okay, excellent. Just checking. No discounts, eh? And what else did you do in Ramadan?
I helped my mother.
Doing what?
Kitchen.
And that must have been an exciting part for you, because I know you like your samosas.
Yes.
Which samosa do you like?
The mandwa.
The manswa? Yes. Not the cheese one?
Not the cheese.
Not the cheese, okay. Not the cheese. Humaira doesn't like cheese samosas. She only likes minced chicken. Chicken, eh?
Yes.
And what else? What else did you help your mother with?
Help my mother with baking.
Okay, all right, excellent. Okay, so that was Ramadan. And let's move on to our second student this evening. He's a young Hafizul Quran, and his name is Buraida. Buraida, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Buraida, how old are you?
13
years old. Right, and you already Hafizul Quran, is that correct? 100%. Can we test you? Okay, he says we can test him, no problem. Okay, we'll come to the test just now. But first of all, tell us, what was your Ramadan like?
It was nice.
Where were you for Ramadan?
In madrasa.
Most of the Ramadan you were in madrasa. And what was your day like? What did you used to do?
I was in class all day.
Whole day? Okay, so you used to get up for Fajr. You used to get up for Sehri. What did you have for Sehri?
Biscuits and hot chocolate.
No cereal. Okay, Buraida's not a cereal person. But anyway, fine, alhamdulillah, you used to have your biscuits. And did that used to fill you up? Okay, Buraida's a small little boy, so it's okay. I'm sure it would have filled him up. And then, Buraida, you used to go for Fajr Salah. And what time did class used to start?
Half past seven.
Till what time?
Zohr.
Till Zohr. And after Zohr, you have a bit of a break. Sleep until what time?
3:00.
Wow, that's a long sleep, eh? Alhamdulillah. And then from 3:00 till Asr, you've got class. And after Asr, till Maghrib. Subhanallah. 3:00 till Maghrib, you've got class. And then you used to have iftar. And how was the iftar in madrasa?
It was nice.
It was good? Alhamdulillah. What did you used to eat?
Everything.
Okay. Did you used to get samosas like little Humaira? Okay, alhamdulillah. It's madrasa to give samosas. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. And then there was Tarawih after that. And after Tarawih, you used to have a little program. Alhamdulillah. And how was the programs?
It was nice.
Did you learn a lot from your ustads? Alhamdulillah. All right, so that does dust and dusted for Ramadan. If you'd like to tell us about your Ramadan, you can WhatsApp us on 067-914-8154. That's 067-914-8154. Okay, so you can hear a bit of movement because Muawiyah, many of the listeners, the old listeners of Channel Islam will remember him. So for some reason, Muawiyah is spring cleaning the classroom. And he's chosen this time, whilst we are doing the program, to spring clean the classroom. Okay, we've got one more student, Hanzala. Hanzala is running away. Hanzala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How old are you, Hanzala? 15 years old. And you're doing Alim course, you're doing Kitabs.
Yeah.
What year are you in?
Second year.
Wow. And was your day pretty much the similar to Buraida's?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. You spent how many days in madrasa for Ramadan?
26 days.
I remember you came back on the 26th day. So 25 days, actually. 25 days of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you spent in madrasa. All right. Now, we're going to start with little Humaira again. Humaira, what grade are you in?
Grade 2.
And what grade work are you doing in madrasa?
Grade 3.
So you skipped a year. How did you do that?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, fine. Alhamdulillah. Which days of the week do you go to madrasa?
Every day.
Every day? Monday to Sunday?
Monday to Saturday.
Yeah. And what do you like best of madrasa? Besides your friends?
Learning Quran.
You enjoy the Quran?
Yes.
And Humaira just started reading in the big Quran. So she's busy with the first juz, alhamdulillah. And I think she's getting the nick of it, of reading the Quran. So, you know, it's like when somebody learns how to read English, then they start reading all the words, whatever they can see, billboards, whatever it would be. It would be something on a person's jacket, something on somebody's clothes. They start reading everything. So, Humaira, you are reading Arabic now. And that is the Quran. And so you say you enjoy the reading Quran the most.
Yes.
And what do you enjoy after reading Quran? Which subject?
Du'as.
You enjoy your du'as and your surahs. Yes. And how many surahs have you learned already?
Uh-huh.
Which surah are you busy memorizing?
Yasin.
You're busy with Yasin. Are you going to read something for us?
No.
Why not? Are you shy? Okay, not a problem. We'll give a few minutes to get rid of the shyness, and then inshallah, she'll tell us. Okay, Humaira, what did you learn in madrasa today?
I learned about Nabi Sallallahu.
What exactly did you learn about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
I learned when he was, what date and what day he was born.
Mm-hmm.
And how old he got married.
What age he got married.
Mm-hmm. And how many wives he had.
How many wives and how many children.
Sons
and daughters. Do you remember the daughters' names?
Yes.
What's the daughters' names?
Zakaria, Umm Kulthum, Fatima.
One more. Starts with the Z.
Zainab.
It's live and exclusive to Markaz Sahaba. We're coming to you live from Musalla Yunus out in Panorama, Cape Town. You can WhatsApp us on 067-914-8154. And you can also call in on 087-809-4578. That is the call-in number, inshallah, if you'd like to call in live on our program, inshallah, thumma inshallah. All right, so we've got a request to play a nasheed, but I don't know if that is going to work out, because this phone only has WhatsApp on it, so we need to do a hotspotting to this phone. Right, Buraida? Buraida's very shy. Did you lose your voice, Buraida? Okay, mashallah. Buraida, you in madrasa, and you say you've completed hifz. And how long did it take you to complete hifz? How long do you think? How old were you when you completed hifz?
12.
You're 12 years old. Alhamdulillah. And what was the easiest surah for you to memorize? Don't tell me Amma. Besides Amma, besides Tabarak, Surah Rahman. And is that your favorite surah of the Quran? It is. Okay. So we're not going to test you Surah Rahman then. We're going to test you something else. So Buraida is cheating because he's got a Quran Sharif in his hand, and we need to take that Quran Sharif away from him. And okay, Buraida, come here. I won't test you just as yet. Not just as yet. For students that want to become Hafizul Quran, come closer to the microphone. For students that want to become Hafizul Quran, what message do you have for them?
Don't look in the Quran when you're reading your work.
Don't look in the Quran when you're looking, when you're learning your work.
Reading your work, Ustad.
Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Okay. And which surah was the most difficult for you to memorize?
Surah Yusuf.
Surah Yusuf. But now that you're doing Alim course and you're learning Arabic, you'll find that Surah Yusuf is one of the best surahs for Dor, because of the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this story. What does Allah say in the beginning? نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ
الْقُرْآنِ
أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed أحسن. What does أحسن mean? Hanzala, you in the second year. It comes from the word hasana. What does ahsan mean? Any idea? Okay, what does qasas mean?
Story.
You do qasasun nabiyin? So story. So now we've got qasas. What would you think ahsan means? Ahsanul qasas. The best story. Ismu tafzeel. Am I right? Hasana and then ahsanu. Ism al-Tafdhil, the best of stories. So the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed Surah Yusuf, it goes in order, everything. How they took little Yusuf, threw him in the well, they first plotted, then they told the father, now we're going to take him and we're going to start racing. And then they took him and threw him in the well, and he spent some time in the well, and then somebody was taking out water, and all of a sudden, Ya Bushra Hada Ghulam. What's the verse after that? Wa asarruhu wa bida'a wallahu bima yaf'alun. Yes, absolutely. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته مثواه عسى. Yes. So then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he got sold, and he got sold to the king or to the ruler at that time. And then anyway, lots of things transpired, and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam landed up in jail for many, many years. But eventually, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and he came out of jail and he became the ruler. And then his brothers, during the famine and the drought, they had come to see him, and they didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize Yusuf alayhi salam. But when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam revealed his identity, what was the words that he said? La tathriba yaghfirullahu wallahu arhamur rahimin. So he forgave them. He didn't worry about grudges. So sometimes as children, amongst our siblings, brothers and sisters, we sometimes have fights. We can't hold grudges. Last week you stole my sweets. Who does that? Humaira, do you do that?
No, sister Zakia does it.
Your sister does it. So you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't hold any grudges. Okay. Little frog in my throat. But let that clear up, inshallah. And I see we have some voice notes that came in. So let's go straight to the voice notes and play the first one. MashaAllah, Jazakallah Khair, Abdullah, for the beautiful recital of Kalima Tayyiba. Now, in this madrasa, what I've noticed is a lot of the students are learning their du'as and their kalimas, but they're not learning the meanings. So now we're trying to teach them the meanings. Humaira, come here. Kalima Tayyiba.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There's none worthy of worship besides Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Yes, it's important for us to learn the meanings of our kalimas, because our kalima teaches us what we believe in. So you need to know, for instance, in Iman Mufassal, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri. Okay, I'm not going to test you that, because I know you're still learning the meanings. But it will teach you, I have brought iman on Allah. Wa malaikatihi. What is malaika?
The angels.
Kutubihi. What is kutub?
The books.
The books. Which books?
Quran.
Torah, Zabur, Injil. Wa rusulihi. Rusul is the plural of? Hanzala. What is Rusul the plural of?
Rasala.
Huh? Rasala. No, Rasul. Rusul, many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Nabi, Anbiya. So, you believe in the messengers. Wal yawmil akhiri. What does that mean? Hanzala. Huh? What does yawm mean?
Day.
Akhir. The last day. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. Okay, that might be a bit difficult. Qadr is taqdeer. Khayrihi wa sharrihi. Good and
bad.
Min Allahi. Min Allah. From Allah. Wal ba'thi. What is ba'th? Ba'th is resurrection. بعد الموت. After? Nobody can hear you when you are
spa. Yeah.
بعد. What does بعد mean? Nobody can hear
after.
You. After. After death. So we will be resurrected after death. So, alhamdulillah, this is what we are learning in madrasa. Okay. So, excellent. Alhamdulillah. Humaira, you said you learned about the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today. And that is a very fascinating subject. Okay, let's come back to you just now. I see there's another WhatsApp that's come through. And also from Chipata, let's play this one out.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Abdul Rahman. I don't want to be part of Zambia. Today I'm going to read Surah to Ikhlas. Surah to Ikhlas. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu
MashaAllah, Walaikum Salaam, Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh. Absolutely beautiful, Alhamdulillah. So, the two brothers recited for us Kalima Tayyiba with the meaning as well as Suratul
Ikhlas.
Qul Hu Allahu Ahad. Hafiz Buraida, would you like to recite for us Suratul Ikhlas? That one you're ready for. Maybe I should test you. Yastaftunak. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِي الْكَلَالَةِ He's running away from me. Okay, have a seat, have a seat. I won't test you right now, right? So we're speaking about the importance of madrasa. Why have your parents sent you away to madrasa? What do you think? Come closer. Hamzala, come closer. Why have your parents sent you away to madrasa? Is it? Do you think it's because they don't love you?
No.
Then?
For sacrifice and all of that stuff.
All of that stuff. He's a teenager. All of that stuff. Buraida, Alhamdulillah, Allah has selected you all to be students of Deen. Humaira, you are also a student of Deen. By going to madrasa every day, you're a student of deen. Do you know what happens to students of deen? Who can tell me what is the virtue? What is, name one virtue of studying deen. I need you to speak louder.
The angels spread their wings.
Where?
Underneath the legs.
Yes. You are literally walking on the wings of the malaika. Can you imagine that? So you're not walking on this tile. You're not walking on this carpet. What are you walking on, Anzala?
Wings.
The wings of?
Angels.
Angels. Isn't that special? So the little bit of sacrifice that you have to make, being away from home, studying deen, isn't it well worth it? Because Allah loves you. Every moment of every second, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year that you are out studying, the malaika are making dua for you. They're making dua for your parents. Isn't that something special?
Yeah.
And wouldn't you want that?
Yeah.
Are you also going to go to a madrasa, Humaira?
Yeah.
Which madrasa? Girls madrasa?
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah. We will have to find you a nice girls madrasa to go to, and inshallah, Allah will accept. But most importantly, all right, Buraida, you in the first year. It's different to Hifz. The first week you got into madrasa, what was the first thing they taught you? The scales. Okay. When we hear scales, we think of fish. Because fish have scales. So what are you talking about? What scales are you talking about?
Arabic grammar.
Arabic grammar. Can you read something for us? Just a little bit.
Fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu.
Carry on.
Fa'alat, fa'alata, fa'alna.
Carry on.
Fa'alta, fa'altuma, fa'altum, fa'alti, fa'altuma, fa'altunna, fa'altu, fa'alna.
Now that sounds like gibberish to us. Right? And I suppose when you learnt it also, you must have been thinking, but why am I learning this fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alat, fa'alata? But by the time you come into the second and third year, Hamzala, come closer. And now when you are doing tafsir of the Quran and tarjuma of the Quran, it makes sense. Because now you'll say, daraba waladun. What does that mean? Daraba waladun. The boy hit. And if I say, yadribu waladun, the boy is hitting or the boy will hit. See how it changes? And if I say, lay yadriba ahadun, What does that mean? He will never hit anyone. Lay, lan. Lan is ta'akid. So, the reason you're learning all of this here is the Quran is revealed in which language? Hanzala. What language?
Arabic.
The hadith is in what language?
Arabic.
Don't you need to know what your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling you? And the easiest way is to learn Arabic. Learn the language of the Quran. Learn the language of Jannah. Learn the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then you are learning fiqh. Which kitab do you learn in fiqh, Buraira? Beshti Zewar. Hamzala, which kitab are you busy with in fiqh? Yes. Quduri. MashaAllah. So in Quduri, you are learning different masail. That if I read Salah and my leg rises up above the ground whilst I'm in Sajda, does that nullify my Salah? Does it break my Salah?
More than 3 months.
Yes. So where should your feet be in Sajda? On the floor. You learnt that masail. Hey, Hanzala? You learn the masail of fasting. If you accidentally swallow water, it breaks your fast. But if you forgetfully drink water, forgetfully, it doesn't break your fast. So all of these things you are learning. Why? Because you are, what are you? A Muslim. What are you, Humaira?
Muslim.
A Muslim. And Muslims have to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us.
Chief.
On the day of Qiyamah, there is no excuse to say, but Allah, I never knew this. Yeah, Allah, I never knew that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running away from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made knowledge easy for us to seek. And if we seek knowledge correctly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with us. The malaika will do what? What will the malaika do? The malaika will put their wings where? Under your feet. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will rise you up amongst the ulama. The ulama are who? The inheritors of the Anbiya. So the little bit of sacrifice that you are making, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, this is something that is most loved by whom? Who loves it? Who loves it, Humaira? Allah loves it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves for the ummatis to study deen. All right. Enough of the quizzing. I can see their minds are elsewhere and they're beginning to fidget, all three of them. Humaira, are you fidgeting a little bit? Okay, Humaira, come here. Let's do a little test on Humaira. Humaira, what is the dua before eating?
Bismillah.
Buraida, what is... Is it permissible for boys to have their trousers or kurta below their ankles?
No.
Is it haram or makruh or what?
Haram.
Totally haram. Is it permissible for girls to have their trouser or dress or whatever it is above their ankles?
No.
So a person, where should the girls have it?
Below the ankle.
Correct. Is it... What other questions can we... Okay, let's ask Hanzala. Hanzala, you are 15 years old. Should boys keep beards or should they pluck them out or shave them off?
Keep them.
Why?
Because it's sunnah.
It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you go to Medina, don't you feel the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? do. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept a beard also. So boys, we need to try our best to keep our beards. Don't try to shave your beard. Don't try to remove your beard, because Rasulullah sallallahu on the day of Qiyamah, you can stand up and say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, even though my akhlaq and my character was not 100% like yours, I wasn't as soft as you, I wasn't as loving as you, I wasn't as caring as you, but Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at least I kept the beard. And what type of dress do we need to wear for the boys? How do we need to dress? Whether we in madrasa or out of madrasa?
Kurta.
Kurta. Why?
Sunnah.
It is sunnah. So, when you're young, I know you worry about your hairstyles and your hair growing, and these things are not allowed in the madrasa. Do you know why it's not allowed? Hanzala, do you know why long hair is not allowed in the madrasa? No? I'll tell you. Because it becomes a distraction for you. The whole day now you're worried, is my hair looking neat? Am I looking smart? Is my hair all going cockeye, all mixed up? Now when your hair is short, you don't have to worry about anything. Correct? When your hair is short, do you need to comb your hair? Not really, eh? Although you do comb your hair, but it's all how it is short. So that's why it's important to keep short hair, and especially when you're studying, you don't need those types of distractions. But that's not for the girls, hey, Humaira? Girls have to keep?
Long hair.
Long hair. And what else should they do with their hair?
Cover your hair.
Cover your hair. That's very important. During the day as well as at night. And especially when you're eating and when you go to the bathroom. And whenever you leave the house, you have to always wear your burqa. Always cover your hair. Alright? Because otherwise people will make nazar on you. And it's not nice to have nazar of people. That is the evil eye. All right, so alhamdulillah, I think we did quite a bit of things today in today's little program. And yeah, it's very important. What you people are doing is a big sacrifice. We make dua, Allah accepts you, and Allah accepts all the students. Say ameen.
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 I forgot to test Buraida. Okay, Humaira says I must test Buraida. I'm not going to test him, right? We'll test him tomorrow in madrasa. Is that fine? In front of all the students. Then it's okay, ne? All right, excellent. Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept your studies. May Allah accept your sacrifice. Today I got a question on Markaz Sahaba. What was the question? A boy is 17 years old. He has never missed a single salah from the time he became baligh. That's 4 years of salah, not missing. And yesterday or last week, whenever it was, he had to take someone to the doctor and he missed his asr salah. But he's feeling so terrible that he's missed his salah. Hanzala, come here. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
So, the 17-year-old boy has never missed a single salah. This should be an inspiration to us. You all are growing up. Salah is farad upon you. Salah is the key to everything. You know, you see this building, this little room that we're staying in. There's a pillar there, there's a pillar there, there's a pillar there, there's a pillar there. Salah is the strongest pillar. If salah is not there, this whole room, like how the Palestinian homes are being bombed and just falling down, this whole room will come down on us. So our salah has to be perfect. We cannot miss a single salah. Inshallah. Inshallah, Hanzala.
Inshallah,
Humaira.
Inshallah.
Right? No missing salah. And to every listener out there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, start with salah with our children from what age?
Seven.
So already from the age of seven, we need to be in the habit of performing how many salahs a day?
Five.
Five salahs as every single day. What are the five salahs, Humaira?
Fajr,
Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Yes. And on a Friday, what salah do we perform?
Jum'ah.
For the men. All right? So, these are important, important, very, very important aspects of our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a dua in the Quran. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati. And then?
Rabbana wa taqabbal dua.
Do you know what that means? Oh Allah, make me from amongst those who establish salah and my children. And so I myself read this every day so that my salah can become better and that my children's salah can also become better. So when your parents wake you up for Salatul Fajr or when the teachers wake you up for Salatul Fajr, no fighting with them. And no saying, I didn't know what I did, because I'm sure you know what you did.
Oh, no way.
You sleep so dead, Hanzala. So the solution to that is to sleep early. If you have a full, because here in Cape Town, what time is our Fajr here? 6:30, Jamaat, Fajr. So if you sleep now at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:00, 1:00, 2:00, 3:00, 4:00, 5:00, 6:00, you get 9 hours of sleep. Don't you think that's enough? Is that enough, Buraida? Humaira, is that enough? Or you need more sleep?
Need more sleep.
You need more sleep?
Sleep?
No, you don't need more sleep. You'll be able to survive, inshallah. All right, that brings us to the wrap of this evening's special edition of the Olive Express. Jazakumullahu khairan to our wonderful guests in the, well, I can't call it a studio, but in the classroom of Musalla Yunus here in Panorama, Cape Town. Jazakallahu khairan. We're going into winter. I can see the jackets are out. And alhamdulillah, may Allah make it easy. And may Allah reward you all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to use you all for deen. And may Allah continue to allow you to learn deen, practice deen, and propagate deen in the true sense that Allah will be pleased with us. Jazakumullahu khairan fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.